Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now here is your host, Sonia Larez. Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another exciting hour of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Larez. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be in our safe zone and to birth another dynamic discussion. I hope you all have had a great week. I hope you're staying warm because let me tell you, we're on the East Coast and we are getting snow and it is cold outside. So look, get comfortable. Get your mocktail or your hot coffee, lean into today's discussion because I'm telling you, it's powerful. Don't forget, if you have a question in regards to today's episode, please make sure that you call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know Blog Talk Radio has our back. They have placed in each and every one of our episodes a live chat box so you can drop your questions, your comments. If you want your girl to reiterate something, you know I love to monitor a great chat box. So please make sure that you drop your questions in there. And also remember that we give dignity and respect to everyone on our show. So please, we honor everyone's questions. We honor your opinion. So please make sure that you give each other respect in the chat box as well. And again, if you have a question in regards to our discussion today, we'd love to hear your question so I can answer that for you. So today we're going to embark on a transformative journey. We're going to be exploring the profound impact of understanding self-worth on our lives and how self-worth is the foundation upon which self is going to be what we learn all the way in, lean into all the way in this discussion today. And that helps us understand, and we need these qualities to be able to live in abundance. And remember, I told you that 2024 and beyond for me, the words that I'm using is abundance and more. And that looks different for all of us, but maybe you want more abundance in your joy or happiness. Whatever it is, you have to define that for yourself, and that means that you have to sit in a space and a place of retrospection. So, you know, I love to start all of our discussions off with a clear meaning and definition. So this is no different. And listen, if you're one of our wisdom whisperers, thank you so much for giving me your life seconds for our pre-show. It was really great to be in there and to pour into that discussion. If you missed the pre-show whispers, you have got to really and truly get a part of it because it is powerful. So today we're going to get the understanding and the meaning of self-worth. Self-worth means the internal sense of being good enough and worthy of love and belonging from others and self. Let me say that again. Self-worth, the internal sense of being good enough and worthy of love and belonging from others as well as self. Okay, Whispers, that was a powerful meaning right there. This is it. No, not at all. See, Whispers, did you know that many often confuse self-worth with self-esteem, which relies on external factors such as successes and achievements to define worth and can often be inconsistent? Let me say that again. Many people actually confuse self-worth with self-esteem. See, self-esteem, it relies on external factors like our success, our achievements, and that is what defines the worth or that we feel that is our meaning. which could also lead to someone struggling with feeling even worthless or not feeling worthy. So why is it so important to have self-worth? Why is it important? You know, I always say when we get into discussions like this, I love to be able to like kick the doors open, yank all the curtains open so I could just have it, just the wind blowing in, the sun is shining, everything. Because I don't want to leave any element of this discussion out. So I'm going to take my time with it, and we're really going to pour into it. It's important to have self-worth, whisperers, because it impacts everything you do, from your relationships to how you work, how you feel about yourself, and how others even view you. That's how powerful it is. So I really need for you to understand that self-worth is a subjective concept. Whoa, I know you're like, what? Oh, yes. Meaning it's based on our influence or based on or influenced by personal feelings, tastes, opinions. So it's always in flux. It's always moving in that unsure space and place. And like I said, I want to go into 4 master keys in this discussion today. And I want to take our time in the discussion, because sometimes when we are hearing certain aspects or we're working on deeper qualities of ourselves, we have to take our time so it can really start to register. We have to take our time so it's able to penetrate our heart. We have to take our time so we're able to get our keychains out, those proverbial keychains, to get those master keys so we are now going to learn how to work them and how they really kind of get those tumblers to change over and what keys are needed to go along with those keys so they work efficiently and effectively. So, you know, it made me think about this too. This discussion in the first master key is one that we received during our last season. And so this key should have an understanding, or you should have really an understanding on how to use it effectively. And it even is going to require action on your part. And that first master key is self-reflection and acceptance. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth, whisperers. That first key is powerful. Key in itself is powerful. Because, see, this requires that you engage in honest self-reflection. Remember I said that retrospection. And take time to explore your thoughts, the emotions, and the experiences. So it's much like sometimes when you are taking in different fragrances, or maybe some of you all love a good bouquet, a good wine. And sometimes when you go to taste them and you have to kind of let that flavor kind of sit in your mouth so you can really get the bouquet to come up into the nose to be able to really taste the different notes in that. And you kind of sit there, and even some of you connoisseurs of chocolate. Now, let me tell you. Chocolate connoisseurs have a very defined palate. And even when they're tasting it, they're tasting those notes of if it's that dark cacao, or maybe there's a little of that cayenne in there, or that beautiful Madagascar vanilla. But see, it's that bouquet that they're getting that sense of. So it's the same thing that we have to do when we're sitting in that space and place of reflection. And during the pre-show, I said in that space and place in reflection is one of the scary places that people don't really like to go to, and that's that place of why. Why? And it even has a different texture and tone when you ask that question. It even breathes differently when we ask why, a little heavier note into it. It even makes you shift your voice when you ask deeper questions like that. So it requires that you acknowledge both your strengths and areas for growth without judgment, without judgment. Now that means this, we're not going to rake ourselves over the coals. We're not going to drag ourselves 50 miles. We're going to give ourselves dignity and grace. We're going to lead with compassion. Remember, we had a discussion about decoding self-compassion. So you may need to go pick up those master keys from that discussion to be able to sit in that space and place of self-reflection and acceptance. See, embrace every aspect of your being. For it is through acceptance that the seeds of self-worth are planted. They're planted. That means that you're going to be cultivating the soil. And we already know that I've taught you and I've told you and I reiterate that the soil is the richness of your hearts. So it means that we're going to be doing some work in that garden. We'll be uprooting some of those bad things, some of those preconceived notions, those doubting feelings, those things or those blights that other has placed on us or said, look, you got this weight, now you bear it. Because I said you're incapable of doing this. See, you realize, whisperers, that I constantly emphasize the importance of self-reflection. I constantly emphasize the importance of self-reflection being a cornerstone of building a strong foundation for personal growth. Personal. This is all about you. It's not about me. It's not about your friends. It's not about your parents. It's not about your kids. It's not about your career. It's not about any of those elements. It's about Y-O-U. So let me give you the effect. Okay? As you become more attuned to your authentic self, a sense of clarity and purpose start to emerge. A sense of clarity, purpose, and now even the whittling away and throwing away of baggage starts to emerge. And this newfound understanding, newfound because you're finding it, you're getting your pathway. The GPS is getting reprogrammed. Remember, the GPS is that dynamic brain of yours. So the newfound understanding becomes a guiding light. Remember that beacon? Remember that lighthouse? That's what it becomes. And it's empowering you to make choices aligned with your values, align to help you in leading to a more fulfilling and authentic life journey. So, whisperers, let's get you into that introspective place. Let's get you seated in that introspective deep space of self-reflection and acceptance. Let's get you there for a second. I got some questions that I want you to write down. So this is at the 314 marker that you want to take a note to. Or if you don't have a notebook, that you come back so you can get these questions that are going to help you to really lean in onto this topic. So the first question that I want you to ask yourself is this. How much do you like? How much do you respect, and how much do you value yourself? Let me give you that question again. How much do you like, How much do you respect and how much do you value yourself? That's your first introspective question. Second question is this. Which words would you use to describe yourself to a stranger? Which words would you use? That if it's first time ever meeting me and I say, well, how would you describe yourself? Which words would you use to describe yourself? The third question is this. Do you believe you are worthy others' love, respect, and consideration? That's powerful. That's powerful. Because sometimes when you don't have that value of self and that self-worth, you can diminish yourself in front of others. You can depreciate your value in front of others. You give them permission to allow you now to become the carpet that they wipe their feet on, or the disregarding of the grain that just gets thrown away. Do you believe you are worthy of others' love, respect, and consideration? I need you to ask yourself these questions because they can help you to get a sense of your own self-worth. See, introspection and that self-reflection sits in a deeper space, in a deeper pocket. And it allows us to kind of breathe into a space of ourselves. And sometimes the air can feel thin when we're doing this because it's that space and place of why that becomes that fear and the concern that rises. But realize you're safe. Realize that you're building on to the qualities of self. Realize that you are validating who you are and that you are worthy of that validation. That's powerful. That is powerful. And that first master key is one that so many times many want to run by, many want to avoid, but it's important and imperative that we do this. I sit in a place in a space of self-reflection and acceptance often, a lot. And I actually love being in that space because I get to reflect and see certain qualities of myself that I really enjoy, even certain qualities that I need to refine. But I'm not afraid to look at it. I've told you all that I've worked on even my temperament because I had a short fuse growing up. I was young and I was like, oof, hot-blooded. Yes, Lord, indeed. And sometimes I can be agitated in certain things. And if I feel people are being mistreated or not fair or respect is not given, but it means that I have to place myself to identify what those feelings are, where they're coming from, and why I feel this way. And I validate those feelings, and I let myself know, yes, but I also allow myself to keep growing and accepting of myself and my self-worth. That it allows me to walk into a space and a place differently. And that's what I want for you, whisperers. See, a lot of times when we have discussions like this, they're blanket conversations. Nobody wants to really get in and dig up those roots that are just not supposed to be over there because they're getting into the drainage system. No, we're going to uproot this. We're going to get this right. We're going to put it in here. So you can start unpacking it and building upon it and using these things as your stepping stones in your greatness. what it's about. Because, see, as you do that, it steps you into your second master key. And that second master key is just as imperative as the first one. Because, see, they're going to work together. And that second master key is setting boundaries and prioritizing self, self-care, self-love, self. And that's not being selfish. So let's strike that first and foremost. All of my clients and those that are associated with me, as well as you fabulous whisperers, can attest to the fact that I constantly teach about recognizing the importance of setting boundaries and prioritizing self-care. And I think all of you all are aware of that. Because in doing that, it also gives you that pursuit and it gives you that landing of that self-worth. It allows us to establish healthy boundaries in an act of self-love. See, when we set healthy boundaries, it places ourselves and our mind and our safety in front of ourselves. It's like that blinders on those horses when we have our boundaries and we are not going to allow people to step over them. So last year, I don't know if I shared with you all, and I think I did, that I told you all that I was going to be guarding my energy, that I was going to be taking care of self, because I pour out a lot to others, and I do a lot. But then there are those that have negative energy that want to come in and try to rain on you a little bit. But I decided in last year of 2023, I was not going to give space or place for negativity. I was not going to give a landing strip, a little inch of a piece of a grass or a minute of that to be given over to anyone else, and I was going to set that clear boundary. And there was, you didn't get to pass go, you do not collect $200. That was cut and dry. That was clear as the nose on my face. This year, it's even bigger. It's even broader. It's bringing the elements of self, not allowing people that don't have value or people that are just giving those junk bonds not to distribute or to give them into a space or place that I'm in. Not to allow anyone to disrupt or to be disruptors in our life. These are boundaries that we have to be ready and willing to set. And to honor, you know, a lot of times in this world, so many times people are disrespectful. Be you young, be you old, whatever nationality, creed, whatever. There is a running theme of disrespect. There's a running theme of entitlement. My feelings. And yes, you should be in tap with your feelings. But your feelings should not bleed and belch all over everyone else's. Your feelings and your thoughts and your lack of boundaries should not ever cross over into another person's yard. So understanding how to set boundaries and prioritize self is a dynamic key into self-worth. Because that means that you are going to look at the things that are going to nurture you. You're going to look at the things that are going to keep you growing. You're going to engage in regular self-care rituals, reinforcing the message, providing the nurturing environment for self-worth to flourish. What is that flourish that I keep saying? I love that word too. because it means to grow or develop in a healthy or vigorous way. Flourish. To grow or develop in a healthy and vigorous manner or way. Isn't that beautiful? It's a quality that gets nurtured. So, you know, if you have plants, you've got to nurture those plants so they can grow. You got to feed them. You got to water them. You got to even talk to them so they can just keep growing. And it's the same thing we have to do with ourselves. We have to nurture ourselves. We have to eat correctly. We got to get enough sleep. We have to provide the vitamins. We need to keep building on our mental, physical, and emotional intelligence. We need to be in a space and place that people are going to water in to and not deplete. What would be the effect if we got this right and started doing this? Well, if you started establishing boundaries, prioritizing your self-care, individuals cultivate, or we as people cultivate, a deeper sense of self-respect. We have a deeper sense of self. And this in turn acts as a catalyst. And I told you that word I love. That word catalyst I love because it's the increased. That's what a catalyst, it increases things. It's the increase of self-confidence. It's the increase of being worthy. I am worthy of being happy. I am worthy of standing in this place and space. I am worthy of being successful. I am worthy of love. I am worthy of taking a break and just sipping this coffee. That's what it does. That's how powerful it is. It teaches you to honor your needs and prioritize your well-being. Honor. That's a beautiful word in itself, honor. See, Whisperers, you realize that we set healthy boundaries and prioritize our self-care. We can protect our physical, emotional, and mental well-being. That's how powerful that is. That's a mind, body, soul totality right there. And you know, I tell you, I work with my clients diligently in totality so they are able to live a more harmonious lifestyle and not feel like they are pressed or pressured into every unhealthy expectation. And notice the word I use, that they are living a more harmonious lifestyle. Notice I didn't say that word balance. Because, see, balance is subjective. Because my idea of balance is not yours, and what your idea of balance is not mine. And guess what? It can be misconstrued every kind of way. But harmony, we know what harmony is, because let me tell you something. If you listen to any genre of music and there's background singers and they harmonize with that lead singer, it is dynamic. You go to a symphony and all those instruments start harmonizing together and it gets to that crescendo. You're like, oh, bravo. Because that's what it's about in our lives. Whisperers, if this discussion does not get you revved up, I don't know what to tell you. You may need to come back and listen to it again so all the different elements and all the parts and the pieces can start to vibrate and harmonize in the right way. And it's just that dynamic. See, we have to realize when we are with these different elements or having these different things and spaces and places in our life, that it brings a richer quality, a healthier mood to us. And the quality of being is something that's so beautiful. And you allow yourself to be authentically uniquely yourself. So before I get into that third master key, I think this is a great space and place for us to take a quick commercial break.
La Paz Image Consultants is your full-service international luxury agency working with clients from the inside out. If you're ready to ignite your passion, tap into your signature style, build on your relationships, then you need to book your consultation today at www.lapazimageconsultant.com. La Paz Image Consultants, where everything is fabulous.
Oh, Whisperers, welcome back. It's so good. You know, so before the break, we really was leaning into our first two master keys. The first master key that I gave you was that self-reflection and acceptance. And we know that is a powerful first master key. The second master key is just as dynamic because it allows us to set boundaries and to prioritize self-care. Self-care is not selfish care, and many people don't realize that. But it also leads us into that third master key, and I love this key so much. And each day, I start my day off with this, and each night, I finish my day off with this. So I rise, and I set with this. And this is something that I even hope that you all will start to place into your diet. Because see, that's what life is. Life is about a diet, a healthy, balanced diet. And so that third master key is cultivating positive affirmations and mindset. Cultivating positive affirmations and mindset. Ooh, Whisperers, this is my heartbeat. I mean, this is literally like my heartbeat. I advocate for the transformative power of like positive affirmations and mindset shifts. Look at this show. By far, look at the show. Go back and listen to all the episodes. Each episode is about pivoting and shifting and shaping our mindsets and arming ourselves with the power of self-talk, affirming your value and your worth. Go back. Go back to each show. Go back and listen. We had a show that even poured into developing that power of self-talk. I literally champion for this all the time. If you hear me on stages, if you've ever been in my discussions on Clubhouse, if you've had the privilege to see me live in person on stage, if you've gone to a webinar, if you hear me even on lives on IG, I am always, always pouring in to this beautiful dynamic space of cultivating positive affirmations, cultivating your mindset, shifting mindsets to be able to be in a space and a place of positivity. I champion replacing destructive self-critical thoughts with affirmations that celebrate your worth and your potential. I work with clients constantly. I was on a conference call and a networking event and met someone, and lo and behold, the person was feeling a certain way, and I poured into them because you could see their brilliance. You could hear their determination, the things that they were doing, but they couldn't see it. And so in turn, I needed them to see the great things that they were doing, seeing the value that they have. And Whisperers, you have that dynamic value. I need you to challenge those negative beliefs, those negative thoughts that may have been ingrained over time, or maybe someone has placed them onto you as if that was like supposed to be your cursor, your marker, your DNA. No, no, it's not. You have to consciously choose to adopt a positive an empowering mindset. Adopt it. Hello, my name is so-and-so, and I'd like to adopt you. I'm going to be your new parent. Trust me, they will run into your arms and hug you. That positive mindset will hug you and be like, yes, I've been waiting for you. See, whisperers, we can choose. We can choose. We can pick out and select to empower our mindset. We can choose. We can choose. That means to pick out and select to shower loving words over ourselves. Whisperers, hello, we can choose. Do you hear me? We can choose to pick out or select to remove negativity from our hearts and our minds. We can choose. That's how powerful it is. That's how dynamic it is. And I love it because we have choices. We are always given choices in our lives. It's just what we do with those choices. So I'm being told that we have a caller calling in with a question. Thank you for calling.
Hello?
Whispers in a Bottle. You're live. What's your question?
Oh, I don't have a question, really. I just have a comment.
Okay.
What is your comment or your question? You were saying something earlier. Hold on a second. Let me check real quick. Oh, yeah. What's underneath your feelings is what's important to you. A lot of people live based on their feelings. And a lot of people, they don't feel like this, so they're not going to want that. They're not going to attract it. They're going to attract other things that make them feel good. But that's an illusion. And people live in the illusion. It's not really who they are. It's a false sense of self. So when somebody that doesn't have a false sense of who they are runs into someone who has a false sense of who they are, who do you think is going to come out on top?
Well, 9 times out of 10, it's a person who has already been blinded by the way that they are. But that's why this discussion is really leaning into the power of understanding why self-worth is so important. So we don't allow those to bleed over their feelings upon us. So I appreciate you sharing that with us.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I appreciate you bringing it up like this because it gives me an opportunity to take advantage of, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And it empowers you. Thank you so much for calling in. It's a pleasure to connect with you. Please continue to listen. Have a great afternoon. Oh, my goodness. This is why we do this show, to get powerful discussions and questions like that. For him to call in and say that even so you can even shift your mindset around that. That was dynamic. This is why we do the show. So you can hear the empowerment and even how others are taking into the information and even breathing into it. That is beautiful. See, whisperers, this is the dynamics of our discussion. This is the dynamics of our community. You see the brilliant people and individuals that we have listening that are bringing value because they want you to realize that self-worth is necessary for you to keep yourself on your trajectory, to use it as your stepping stone into your greatness. Ooh, thank you so much for calling in. So if we did all that, right, what would be the effect? Because this is where I want you to realize, as you consistently integrate positive affirmations and cultivate a growth-oriented mindset. Remember, we worked on a growth mindset for a full season. We really leaned into it. And if you missed any of the master keys, you got to go get them. Because like I told you, your master keys work congruently with each other on other dynamic qualities that we are building upon. So which you know we spent time with. You have to rewire your thought patterns. And remember, I told you, it's like your GPS. It's like the GPS in your car. If you never reset it or you never take the updates to the app or nothing like that, will you make it to your destination? I mean, you may make it eventually, but you may run into every detour. You might get every closed road. You may have changed the way, everything else. And if you've never been to a place and you have that old GPS there, unfortunately, you may not ever get to your destination. So it's the same thing with our brain. We have to be willing to reprogram it. This mental shift enhances your self-perception. It's fostering a stronger sense of self-worth and resilience in the face of challenges. Remember, our caller said, what if they come up against a person that they already know that you are not having that sense, or they already have this preconceived notion of who they are, what they are, but that's not really who they are? Well, unfortunately, then they bleed out on you, like I stated. So it behooves us to get to know ourselves. And I told you all, I sit often, and I have the ability, and I had the ability from a young age to really get to know Sonia Leray. Who is she? What does she like? What does she stand on? And all those things register at a high decimal. So I want you to start using affirmations daily. Ones that will motivate, encourage, and reshape your mindset. So if you're working on self-worth, you can say something like, I am worthy of love. I am worthy of accepting who I am, my flaws and all, because my flaws have taught me and given me lessons to step in and over challenges so I can see my greatness. Now, how powerful is that? I deserve happiness. I am confident in the person I am becoming because I am who I am. I accept myself, and I am a progress, and I am a beautiful masterpiece at work. Now, you hear that? Do you hear that? Do you feel that? Whispers, you've got to feel it to be able to really live it and to understand it and to have it as that bravado that you need to keep playing. It's got to be almost like that soundtrack that plays in your head, that soundtrack that gets you going. I have a song that literally I love, and it has become a theme song with me. And I play this song, and I am so revved up every time I hear it because I am not going to throw away anything that I am trying to achieve. I'm not going to give up on the things I believe in, and especially when it comes to helping you shine brighter. That's how powerful it is. So practice will make you better. And notice I did not say perfect, because I told you we are imperfect. We are perfectly imperfect. Because we aren't going to get it perfect no matter what. We're going to get it right. We will get it right. And we may make some error in getting it right. But see, it's going to teach us our lessons. It's going to build upon our character. It's going to strengthen our fortitude. That moves you into your fourth master key. And that's investing in personal development. See, in this journey towards understanding self-worth, it's important for me to emphasize the value of investing in personal development, constant growth, attending workshops, reading books, coming to listen to special discussions, which this year I will be also hosting at least one special discussion sometime within this season or this year as well. And I'm going to do it so everybody can hear it and be a part of it and to build upon the necessary tools that you need. If you need to get a mentor, seek a mentor that will help you, to hold you accountable, to help you to build upon the necessary skills, to help you to broaden your perspective. And then it also may require that you seek professional support. Actively engaging in activities that contribute to your growth by investing in your personal development, you signal to yourself and the world that you are committed to evolving into the best version of you. You are committed. That's deep. I'm constantly learning. I tell you, Whispers, I'm constantly learning. I take classes. I take workshops. I'm an avid reader. I even, during this season, I'm going to be giving, doing like a book to check out. I'm doing a book for you guys. I want us to have a book that I really think is going to be powerful. So I'm in the process of really reading that and doing certain things. And I also have it that there's going to be a book inside of the Whispers Exchange and certain elements that are going to go around in building off of that, and how it's going to pour into our community. So that's why I said you've got to be a part of the community. Go and register and join Whispers Exchange so you can get the newsletter, because there's value that I'm placing in there. Do you think that I just build this out and I'm like, okay, guys, bye now. I wish you well. Definitely not. By far, I definitely don't do that. So if you put all those elements into place and space, what's the effect? So the effect would be that personal development becomes the vehicle to your self-discovery and empowerment. So you could either have a vehicle that is all broken down, and what do they call it, a jalopy or something like that, or you could have you like whatever your favorite car is. Maybe you're a Mustang kind of person. Maybe you're like in your mind a Rolls Royce kind of person, or whatever the luxury is that you like, or whatever the car of your fantasy is. Look, some of you all may be motorcycle type of people. So put yourself there, whatever it is. So whatever that vehicle is, allow it to have worth. Allow it to have that resonance for you. Because as you acquire these new skills, the insight, the perspectives, you're developing the value of that vehicle. And that vehicle and that vessel is you. This investment in yourself amplifies your sense of worth. It also is going to be propelling you forward on a trajectory of continuous, and notice, it's continuous improvement and accomplishment. It's ongoing. Because, see, when we do certain things and we set ourselves up for certain, it just trickles in like, oh, I achieved that. Let me go do this. I can see my way clear because I need to do this. Excuse me, Whispers, I got to take a sip of this hot tea. I apologize to you guys. I told you I'm still battling the sinuses. But it allows us to build upon it. See, Whispers, as you get ready to start to build upon these qualities, this dynamic quality of self-worth, I want you to be afraid. I don't want you to use certain things in your life as the boundary or that limit that you place. Or maybe you place yourself behind a hedge. Go out there and get the lawnmower and roll over that hedge. So you're able to start to break free and not place these restrictions upon yourself. Not to keep laying the heavy burden upon your chest. It requires these things of us. So as we get ready to conclude this powerful discussion, I hope all the keys resonated with you and within you. And understanding self-worth is not just a stroll. It's a journey. But it's transformative expectation and a true voyage that shapes the very essence of who we are. I need you to embrace self-reflection. I need you to set boundaries, foster a positive mindset, and invest in your personal development. And by doing so, Whisperers, you'll unlock the door to a life rich in self-acceptance, confidence, and the boundless possibilities that await you on your dynamic voyage. That's how beautiful it is. So I've really enjoyed pouring into this discussion. I thank you, Whisperers, for always giving me your life seconds and spending your life seconds with me in powerful discussions like this. I appreciate our caller calling in and even pouring into our discussion. We appreciate you so much. Don't forget that we would love to connect with you. I would love to connect with you off the radio. So come and give us a follow over on Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. Don't forget that my calendar is available. There's always a live link in every description box that you can set up a discovery call. And if you have not subscribed to our Whisperers Exchange, please make sure you do so. And don't forget that we have our after show, which is like the hors d'oeuvre, the cake hour, our dessert hour, at 4:15 over on YouTube at Whispers in a Bottle. And I look forward to you guys coming over there. And this way, I really get to hear your thoughts because you get to really kind of drop your comments in there in the chat, much like here. But really, it's more of our face-to-face time together where you get to see me face-to-face with you instead of hearing me on the radio. So make sure that you give the page a follow. Hit the bell so you're notified each and every time a new discussion is birthed. Don't forget to come back next week because, honey, this is going to be good. We got a great season ahead of us. We are building upon accepting self. It is beautiful. And Whisperers, I just want you all to please be safe because it is very cold out here. The storms are severe. Make sure that you're checking on the elderly. And if you even have an extra blanket, give it to someone that is homeless because these temperatures are dangerous. So with that being said, everybody, I look forward to us connecting at 4:15 over on YouTube. Have a great afternoon.
You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Please make sure you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.